the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within from amongst his sunnahs, the love of Allah is included and instilled and within the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person gets close to and implements and practices the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that individual becomes the beloved of Allah as well. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Qur'an, Allah has given a great status of being beloved to Him, and Allah has given such a reward for this ibadah that if an individual wants and desires that he becomes the beloved of Allah, what a great statement, a great status that Allah starts to love that person. Great maqam, great level. So Allah has given a straightforward solution path for that. Allah says, this is easy, it's straightforward, but there are obstacles. And the person thinks it's difficult for him to do. The more easy a path is, a method is to attain Allah's nearness, the same way shaitan and nafs make that path or method or practice to look difficult and far. Now, the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam contain so many blessings that not only does the sunnah practice put barakat and blessings into a person's life in the world. If you practice according to the sunnah and the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you'll get results in this world and the hereafter. Positive results in this world and hereafter. One sunnah of our holy and beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was very preferable and held dear by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to implement this very regularly. In the hadith, this has been mentioned, and this is a very established sunnah. There's hadith upon this, there's order for us to do this as well, and a push for us to do this. And the benefits of this sunnah are unique. Every sunnah obviously have got so many benefits. You could write a kitab, a book on one sunnah. And the benefit of this sunnah, if you implement the sunnah, if you practice the sunnah, one benefit of it is that, look, there are two forms of creation. Yeah, there are the angels and the other are the shayateen, that are linked to the devil, and both have their qualities. The angels, they bring the rahmah of Allah, the blessings of Allah, the barakat to the human being. And the shayateen, the workers of shaitan, they are impure and evil. They bring difficulties and issues and problems. Now both are in front of us. Both are invisible. We cannot see either of them. But this is a beautiful sunnah. If you implement this sunnah of the Holy Prophet, then the angels will become our friends. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's the result. And they'll become such friends, alhamdulillah, that we won't realize even. And they will fulfill the bond of friendship. Due to the sunnah practice, they stay close to the individual. They get closer to him. They make strong bond of friendship with that person. And obviously when we're talking about the angels, if they become friends with somebody, they get close to him, they do dua for him, they protect that person, they do dua to Allah to give him barakat and blessings. They try to influence him in terms of doing dua for him, etc. They do good prayers for him. So sometimes if he's sleeping, they start to do ibadah, worship on his behalf. Okay, look, he's sleeping, let me do ibadah for him on his behalf. In the hadith, there are many events that show this. So due to this specific sunnah that we're discussing, if we do amal on this sunnah, then the angels will become our friends. Strong friends. Good friends, solid friends. And the other point is that the shayateen, the devils, they will run away. They dislike the sunnah. They cannot be where the sunnah is being practiced. They don't want to go near where the sunnah is being practiced. And when they go far away, then alhamdulillah, wretchedness goes far from a person. Difficulties and sorrow go far from a person. For example, a person says, oh, you know, there's a jinn and there's issues and problems that come in my life, shayateen and evil influences and evil forces and factors. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen that where there are magicians around us and that they're casting sponsors. It's us who ourselves, automatically we put ourselves down because we don't practice the sunnah. So that's where the wretchedness comes from. In the hadith it's stated that Allah Ta'ala says that
the evil forces they come to. Just like if you implement this sunnah, angels become your friends. If you don't do amal on this sunnah, then the shayateen become your friends. So tell me, whose friends do you want to become? Say it loudly. We want to be friends with angels. So what we do this amal practice, inshallah. We say that, but we should do it as well, isn't it? Just a little bit of money we'll have to spend. What we'll have to do? Yes, spend a bit of money. This is a unique habit. Little bit of money we have to spend. Will you do this, brothers? Yes, good. And if you do it once, alhamdulillah, then with that money, the mashallah, the progression comes, the success comes. So what's that action? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated about that sunnah. Rasulullah said, this is my beloved sunnah. I like this sunnah a lot. Rather, I always utilize this. And what is that? To apply the fragrance. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So imagine the amount of wealth there is within our homes, tell me. The amount of wealth. That's it. And look how many people have come to dhikr. How many of you have applied fragrance to yourselves? Alhamdulillah, everybody will have applied it. But I'm just saying, by the way, we're lazy. Even if we've got the bottle, but we don't want to apply it. Because we want to make shaitan our friend, isn't it? Because we're habitual. We don't want shaitan to be distant from us. Do we? £1. Okay, now fragrance. Don't buy the fragrance that everyone in the masjid starts to sneeze. There are many fragrances. You get cheap ones. I said a little bit of money has to be spent. A little bit of money. Get a nice fragrance so that another person also feels the good factor. And no, we just put it on the cheap one and we force others. And then the whole line of people get ill with that. Maybe it's the smell from certain chemicals. And the person then, he is forced to apply. I say straight away, no, I've already got some fragrance on. I don't need any. Thank you very much. And then you start sneezing. Just 2 days ago, a brother came. And he had it all over him. Not just had it on him, he had it all over him. And when he was speaking and there was sneezing, I was sneezing. I said, look, I can't speak too much anyway. If you go home, next time you come, then have a bath when you come to me. Because what is this fragrance you put on? He had immersed himself in it. So he went and he understood we couldn't even speak. So this is how important and great is the habit of applying the good fragrance. And the Prophet, when he'd go to sleep, he would apply the fragrance and the perfume. And that time, we especially should utilize it, that when a person is going towards the ibadah of Allah, the worship of Allah, Allahu Akbar. So that's the habit. When you're leaving home, you do wudu, apply a nice misk, a musk, good perfumes, whatever suits you, alhamdulillah. You apply that, put a little bit on, put it on your clothes, on your body. Make this your habit, that as you're walking around, you are smelling nice and you stay fresh and smell good, refreshed. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. If you die in that state, then what a beautiful death that will come to you. That one will come is the fragrance of the world that you had the perfume on. And secondly, the fragrance of Jannah Paradise. So pay attention to this. Allah's given a great reward for this sunnah. So much I can speak about this sunnah, the fadail, the virtues. But we need to spend a bit of money, buy nice perfume, nice fragrance that you like, utilize it. Use it, especially our Mashayikh Ikram, our respected elders have stated, our pious predecessors, that when you sit for dhikr, remembering Allah, to recite the Quran, especially if you're in maraqabah doing dhikr, when we do maraqabah, at that time the angels, they come in their high quantity. At that time shaitan tries his hardest. That, for example, you see people say that I sit in dhikr and maraqabah and I start thinking and my distraction comes to my mind and I feel low. I don't feel like, but he's doing dhikr. So the waswasa comes, I'm doing dhikr. Why are these thoughts coming? Why is this happening? Why is happening? So there's a very simple solution. Do amal on this sunnah. Just put a little bit of perfume fragrance on. Shaitan will not come near to you. That's it. Shaitan will scarper. He won't come close to you. Because this is the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there's fragrance, things that I like to practice and do, how can shaitan and the devil dare to come? Even at home. At home, that we have onions and ginger garlic. Go to someone's home. From the door, you can see what they cooked, fish and kebabs. When you leave, then your clothes have got that smell all over the clothes. And the women, the poor souls, they are walking around like a kitchen. They don't know, am I going to stay clean or not? For the women and for the men. The women, the Sahaba Ikram, that was their habit. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was strict. And he said to the women as well, that why don't you apply the fragrance of the mehndi, the henna, subhanAllah. because the woman, she also benefits from the good perfume, the good fragrance. So when people do housework, kitchen work, cooking, etc., then there should be two items of clothing. When you wear the clothes, when you're cooking, wear different garment. When you go to pray salah, wear different garments. When you're cooking, working in the kitchen, the home, this is ibadah, this is the word for it. And have a different item of clothing for the kitchen, the food smell, the cooking smell goes into that. When the cooking food cooked and finished, then change the clothing. It takes an hour and a half to make the food, then take those clothes off, hang them up, then put on your good clothes, especially the women, the clothes for salah, for ibadah, put the fragrance on, do dhikr at that time. Then shaitan will not come, inshallah. And there's a lot of benefit in this. And that the angels in their droves will descend and they'll sit with the individual and do dhikr, they'll do maraqabah with you at home, then the rahmah will come, mercy of Allah will come. So this is a great protection from shaitan, that shaitan cannot come close to that human being, that individual, he runs away. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability, the capability, that we should purchase good fragrance, good perfume. Don't worry, I don't have a shop, etc. I don't have a shop. I'm not doing publicity, alhamdulillah. Definitely buy and apply. MashaAllah, in every masjid we have the perfumes. But be careful, cautious, that you shouldn't be sneezing due to the perfume, the weird or strong smell, and don't let others sneeze. And nowadays there's hay fever, the pollen. Be careful. Don't put such a fragrance on that it gives trouble to others. Then leave that fragrance. For example, if you know somebody sneezes, maybe you've applied a perfume fragrance that is troubling someone on the street, you understand it's due to you, go to the back, go to another side, so that you don't give difficulty or burden to the other person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, ability to practice upon the beautiful and beloved sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزمنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمرنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اهدنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أيها يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبرهم هما كما دبرتني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amen.